This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. 20,000 people in Anniston, Alabama are waiting to receive their share of $700 million. The money comes out of a legal settlement with chemical giant Monsanto. A jury had already found the company guilty of polluting the town with PCBs. This settlement resolves both the state lawsuit and a federal lawsuit on the horizon. Melanie Peoples reports from Anniston.
49-year-old Brenda Crook is back in a place she hopes she'd never see again.
All right, you just sit right there and let me get you vital signs.
The radiation and oncology department of Anniston's medical center.
Still having the bruises that comes and goes?
This one went away, but I got a knot right there.
Crook tells the nurse that once again, she's found knots on the back of her leg, which may mean the soft cell cancer is back too. She's already gone through 40 rounds of radiation treatment and 3 surgeries. Tests show her blood contains elevated levels of PCBs, just like the soil outside the house she grew up in. PCBs are electrical insulators that were banned in the 1970s amid health concerns. Monsanto manufactured PCBs in Anniston for nearly 40 years. Crook thinks they're to blame for her cancer, though scientific research has yet to definitively prove there's a connection. Regardless, Crook, who's one of the plaintiffs, looks forward to the settlement dollars.
Money is going to help take care of my medical bills and all this, but money is not the key issue here.
The settlement is one thing, but what Crook would really like to hear is Monsanto take responsibility for polluting the community and her body.
It is not an admission of guilt on our part.
Lisa Livingston is a spokesperson for Solutia, the successor to Monsanto.
This whole settlement is completely unique. Nothing like this has ever been done in the country, especially when there is no evidence that PCBs cause any long-term ailments to people. This is our only way to get out from underneath the headache that this has caused.
Last year, a state jury found the company guilty of polluting the community and was in the process of assessing compensatory damages when Solutia and its subsidiaries decided to settle. As part of the settlement, they'll pay for a medical clinic for low-income residents in the area. It's not an apology, but it's close enough for David Baker, sitting in his own PCB-contaminated yard.
Whether they say it in court or whether they don't say it in court, we have a health clinic to say that they built because we're taking them to court.
The companies will clean Baker's and all the other polluted properties and pay for 2 drug plans, one that supplies Pfizer brand drugs to medical clinics in Anniston at a discounted rate, and another that makes all prescriptions available to low-income residents for $15. The multi-tiered settlement is exactly what plaintiffs wanted. Attorney Bob Roden.
When these people came to us 3 years ago or 2 years ago, whatever it was, here's what they wanted. They wanted it cleaned up. They wanted a clinic. And the last element they wanted that they didn't even mention was compensation.
Once Roden and the other 300 plaintiffs' attorneys are paid, there's still another $360 million that goes straight to plaintiffs' pockets. There are 20,000 plaintiffs, and if the amount were to be split evenly, it would come to around $18,000 apiece. But according to Roden, it won't be divided that way. Residents considered to be the most injured, those whose blood and property have the highest PCB levels, will receive a greater share of the money.
Some plaintiffs may not get very much because they're not injured. Unless you're injured, you're not entitled to compensation.
Last month, Solutia announced it was considering filing for bankruptcy and is reportedly working on restructuring its debt. Meanwhile, the money is starting to flow into Anniston. The first $75 million of the settlement is sitting in a local bank. For NPR News, I'm Melanie Peoples.